you could be doing now, but it's time for the Afternoons with Josh, Ken, and Amanda. A silly look at a very serious world.
It doesn't matter when you listen, as long as you're separated in your own home.
It's always the Afternoons.
We are trying to work this one out, and this is going to be fun here. We have been recording remotely for a while now, and we understand that some of the episodes, you know, that's not normal audio quality because I'm very fortunate to have a nice home studio, but I have limitations to it, including internet connectivity. Josh was so busy shooting over the last few months, no one told him that in a pandemic, grab a home studio. No one said stop. And then Amanda is playing with her microphone, and we're here. Yeah. So, hello, friends. We're recording.
Daisy.
I took a picture of it. We are recording with two FaceTimes. It looks like you're both in an Instagram photo on my computer screen.
Amanda's out on the couch.
It's so weird. I know, we're separated. He's in the bedroom, I'm on the couch. Man, this is the only separation we're going to get in the next month, so I'll take it. Just kidding.
Oh, nice. Burn. I feel like I see Ken and Mark Ellis second most out of next to my wife.
Yeah, like right now?
That's probably true.
Yeah.
I look forward to our streams with Ellis because it's like hanging out on the Comedy Store porch. That's
totally
the same feeling. Yep. And then, yeah, you two, it's you, Scrimshaw, and Ellis are the only humans I've talked to. The only ones.
Outside of texting, basically, is what we're getting at here. Our only interaction is with friends via FaceTime. Before we started recording, I was talking about how I was on this like Zoom conference call today, and how you want to say something, but that I'm convinced that app is a total sham. And I yelled this morning about it. Is that anytime I'm on it, I talk, and then somebody's just like,
"Right,
was that what? Did you?" Stop it. Why are we doing Google Hangouts? When did that stop being the thing?
Yeah. And Zoom's, you can get some stock in Zoom, but I refuse to. It's like Skype. Skype, they jumped to the head of this a long time ago, and they're really good. I've used Skype to be on the BBC radio, but like it also, the BBC at one point was like, we're not going to use Skype. Can we FaceTime you? Because that's more reliable than Skype. But Skype gets all the press.
But how is this working with, because Zoom, you only get 40 minutes or something, right? So it kicks you off unless you have an account, which then you have to pay annually. And if we're only going to use it during the pandemic, I don't want to pay for it for a year.
Yeah.
Am I paying for Zoom?
Well, how did you get on the Zoom today? Did someone send you a link?
Yeah, somebody sent me a link.
Okay, so that's the only thing I can think of is maybe if whoever is controlling the meeting with the link maybe is an account holder, so the others joining the meeting don't have to be. I don't know, but I've heard that they're waiving the 40-minute cutoff for schools because students don't have accounts, obviously, and they need to do school. But I've been curious. If anybody has any intel on Zoom, let us know.
And if anyone has bought stock in Zoom, let me know how it's doing.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing, too, is I used Google Hangouts a bunch. They were fine. I've used this a ton. They're fine. Mm-hmm. When all of a sudden we need to like sign into this Zoom thing, everybody's got a Gmail address for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Hell, when we were at Collider, it was you signed into Gmail. It was josh.mccouga@collider, but you signed in through your Gmail.
Right. Which I always thought was weird, by the way.
Right.
I just deleted that and it was in my options the other day. And I was like, get that out of here. You're done, man. I have this thing called, I haven't used it yet. Apparently Riley used it for his Patreon hangouts. It's called Blue Jeans. I don't even want to click on this link right now, but I'm going to start using it on my Patreon page. I don't know. There's just so many stuff, Josh, but nothing replaces being in front of both of you.
It really does.
That's true.
I will say this is when this whole thing started, there was a funny meme going around that was like, now we're all going to finally realize what meetings could have just been emails, which, Ken, we know back in the day at Collider, that morning meeting that I never went to. Remember those? They started at 9. I'd walk in at like 9:25 with an apple. Like, is this over yet? Cool.
And you never publicly got in trouble, so God bless you. I don't know if someone said something privately, but you...
I'm sure they did, yeah.
No, to you. You got to, you know, as far as I can say, you got to get away with it. Oh, I've always said meetings are the things that happen before the emails that solve everything.
Yes, exactly.
No one wants them. They just feel they have to have them.
Yeah. And so, you know, but now we're realizing that because of technology and all this kind of stuff, that meeting in person does really matter, because we can all talk and not be, what was that? I lost you.
I know. That's the one thing that we have some friends that are like, hey, you guys want to do a Zoom hangout? I'm like, no, honestly, I don't. Because everyone is talking over each other. I can't hear what anyone is saying because we're all talking at the same time.
Yeah.
So we just end up sitting there in silence, staring at each other through the computer. No one's saying anything because everyone's afraid to talk.
Yep.
I love that your friends are like, Amanda, do you want to stay connected? You're like, no. I'll see you in 4 months.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is one of the best things. This is going to sound terrible, but this is one of the best things that's ever happened to me, because it's really made me reevaluate who I want to be my friends when life comes back.
Yeah.
But also, too, is I think what we're really losing here, Ken, and we developed her nickname before she was a permanent staple on the show, was, it doesn't matter pandemic or not, Mandy No-Show shows for nobody.
That's what I mean. You guys, you know, everyone's pissed now because they can't go anywhere. You know what? I haven't been going anywhere since 1986.
this is the introvert's heaven right now. I get it. There's serious things going around. That this virus has started to touch the walls around my life. Some people I know have it. All this stuff. You got to laugh at this stuff. And we're gonna learn a lot about ourselves. You're totally right, Amanda. It's like, you know, meetings. Do we need meetings? Do we need parking tickets? And did I need to hang out with that person? Nah. Turns out,
Like if people thought March was long, I think April is going to feel like 6 months.
Well, yeah, because March, it kicked off in the middle of it, really. Yeah. It's been like 15 days. Entire month
Honestly,
of April.
We should just wipe out 2020. Just get rid of the year completely.
Yeah, put an asterisk next to it.
Yeah, let's just bring it back. Bring it back in 2021, and we're all thriving.
The best part of this setup that we're doing right now is I took a picture of it. I'll try to post it, but because I've split the screens, but have you in the same call and you're in different parts of the house, I feel as though I'm an interloper on your guys' late night conversations when Josh is on the road. Like, I feel like Josh is in a Hilton going, hi, honey, long day, miss you. I'm just in the corner watching. Don't do anything weird.
There were a lot of hotel FaceTimes where, like, I'm on a pillow just like, what? What? And like in my the camera's so close to my face because I just don't want to move. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. We got over trying to like look cute on FaceTime a long time ago.
Yeah. That's totally.
Nice. That's nice. Yeah.
I mean, Amanda put on makeup yesterday. So yesterday we posted a picture on Instagram of Amanda in her wedding dress and me in my tux on the bed.
Right.
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 And the reason was because my niece and nephew are, you know, officially, if you want to say, they should be on spring break right now because of school. Sure. Right. Yeah. So they don't have school right now. They're not supposed to, like, the online school and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So they've been taking these like imaginary trips every day. So on Monday, we went to the Jersey Shore and Amanda and I called with like the beach in the background. And then yesterday we were supposed to be at Disneyland. So Amanda dressed like a Disney princess and I dressed like Prince Charming, whatever. And then I was like, well,
we just sang songs.
Yes. And did Disney trivia, basically.
Yeah. They all rolled their eyes at us, but whatever.
You were in it.
I thought we were in it. They loved it secretly.
Yeah. And then I said, we got to get some sort of picture of us just laying around our house in quarantine in our wedding attire, because if not, it's a totally missed opportunity.
Right.
And so Amanda like put on makeup and everything, and I put on a suit, and that's like the most effort I've given in about 10 to 12 days.
It is. I applaud you for that. I couldn't do that right now. I'm wearing this Why We Love Star Wars t-shirt that I've been wearing on a lot of shows lately. That, my Knapsack Files t-shirt, and this beanie are the only thing I've worn. Like,
I'll be honest, putting my wedding dress back on for the first time in 2.5 years while having been in quarantine for 3 weeks was not the greatest idea. Wow. But You know what? Here we are. What are you going to do?
Here we are. We had a lot of fun on the after party last night. We've been releasing those on the podcast feed just to kind of give you guys some content. But those have been fun. I want to talk about that. But you guys, we debuted our offshoot show here, our latest one, Love in Lockdown. Very informative, very entertaining. I am all for Josh taking the hill, man. Have we settled this debate?
Oh, geez, you guys, you know, I think it's also, we've been really doing nothing for the past several days, if not weeks. So when he does get outside, he's like really he's very enthusiastic about like, let's do some hills. I'm like, I feel like the more we lay around, the more tired I am. So when you come at me with some hill sprints, I'm out.
Well, by the way, they're not hill sprints. We're literally walking up a hill. And it's not even dirt. We're just walking up Stanley.
It's hard on my shins.
On your shins? Oh, okay. I thought you said chins.
Well, it is hard on my chins, too, because I got a few of them right now.
Josh, how steep is it? Do you have to do the lean into the walk?
No!
They're not that steep. I just don't feel like doing them.
That's fine.
It's a slight uphill grade.
Slight.
And then I get, I hate not being able to go to the gym. I hate not working out. And then I suggest a hill. And she's like, nope.
No.
Nope.
No. Well, you know, and as of right now, it's not like an order, but it's strongly suggested that you can't leave your house without a mask. So now you might have missed your pure hiking opportunities.
See? Well, yeah. Well, shoot.
I have a balaclava, like a hunting mask, basically, and multiple bandanas, which basically makes me kind of look like I'm going to rob a bank, which I've always kind of wanted to be like a great stage robber, you know, I'm robbing an old West stagecoach.
Wait a minute.
You know?
Why don't you just get a gig at Knott's Berry Farm where they hire actors to do that on the train? You could get the best of both worlds. Get a little part-time gig, get some get your reps in as a performer, and rob a train.
I'm telling you, dude, I can't wait to retire so I can be a starter at a golf course and an Old West stagecoach robber at Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, that'd be the best.
I would suggest you not do that just for like our future planning, but I don't know. That's just me.
Well,
what does our future have in hold?
Oh, no.
Well, if I want kids, I don't know if we can afford a lifestyle with children if you're working at Knott's Berry Farm as a train robber.
Wait. I said when I retired, after I've made my money, I go and I become a starter at a golf course.
Oh, I thought
train robber.
I thought you meant like when life starts up again, you're gonna go do that. Which honestly, I support. I think that's a great job. But you need to get me pregnant first. And I've heard kids are really expensive. So
whoa.
Ken, this was supposed to be an episode of Love and Lockdown, but we're going full therapy session.
We learned a lot there that Amanda just assumed that your dreams had no value to her. She just assumed, oh, you want to rob a train tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with you. This is almost Amanda report card here. That's the job I want. When I was at Disneyland the day the virus took over the world and I wished I wasn't at Disneyland, we were on the train when that Twitter news broke. And I was...
That is so scary.
Yeah, we were at the front, in the front car, right next to the locomotive engine. And I was watching the two old guys in their 70s getting the train, and I just was like this. I was like, oh, that looks like a fun job. You just drive the train around in a circle for hours, and you get to just...
That does kind of sound fun.
Yeah. I think I'm working towards that retirement job.
Like, who gets the job of driving the train in the Grove? For those people that don't live in Los Angeles, the Grove is an outdoor mall.
Yeah.
And there's this little, like, a double-decker train that goes through the mall on little tracks. It goes real slow. You got to watch out. But who gets to drive that thing? That's what I want to
know. I knew those guys. When I was there, I was friends with a couple of them, and I'd hop on and hop off. It was awesome. It was like an action movie star. But it was like, they're young guys. One of them was a comic.
The Grove isn't that big, though. I'd rather do Disneyland. At least you get a longer route.
Oh, I want to ride the car. I want to just drive that around.
Oh,
That's my job.
That's kind of what Josh's horn sounds like in his car.
Whoa,
man. I'm telling you, first of all, I'm raising another tripod.
Yeah.
Up,
so yeah. What are you tinkering with over there?
Well, the great thing is the photo, all I see is a spread eagle Josh in his shorts on his bed. There you go. Signed up for it. There you go. There you go. Again, I feel as though you're on the road.
Exactly. Yep.
Honey, let me take my slippers off, honey.
Justine Marino used to date a tram driver at Universal who would drove the tram down to pick up people at like parking structures and whatever. Those guys made like $175 an hour or something crazy.
I'm fine
like
with
that.
But wasn't she was a tour guide for a long time?
She
right?
was. Yeah, she was.
She didn't have an illicit affair with the guy who drove the tour tram. She did with the guy who did the parking structure tram. I want to know the inner workings.
Well, I think that's the same. It's both. If you drive a tram in the tour, you can drive a tram to the parking. Like they switch.
Me up, man. I want that job. Josh, maybe you and I, if Amanda and Grace approve of our dreams, we should just go get tram jobs.
Nice. My sister was Fiona from Shrek at Universal Studios, and then she was also Cruella de Vil at Disneyland for years.
That's a double play. That's a double feature right there.
Yeah.
I know. Which, honestly, if you guys got jobs at the trams, I would definitely go be a character.
What character
would
you be?
Who would you be?
Yeah.
I think my nose is too big and my voice is too nasally. I don't think I could really be any character.
First of all, that's wrong because every Disney princess sounds like this.
Yeah, but all the Disney princesses have really soft, small features, and all the villains have really sharp, angular features, which is why my sister always played villains because she has very angular, sharp features. And then with Fiona, she was the ogre version, so she had a ton of makeup on her face, obviously. But yes, for princesses, you have to have really soft, very small features. I don't have either of those.
Okay.
I mean, you have softish features.
I could be like a fuzzy.
What
do they call
If somebody were to describe the girl, let me just chime in here real quick.
God.
Ken, if somebody were to describe, let's just say your friend was like, what's Grace like? And you're like, she has very soft features. I wouldn't even know what that means.
I mean,
yes, you do. Okay, Hillary Swank has very angular, sharp features.
Sharp.
Okay.
Someone with soft features, I would say, would be like a Scarlett Johansson.
Hey,
do you see the difference?
Oh yeah, no, I see the difference. Yes, I get it. I get what you're saying. How would I? Yeah, I don't even want to try to describe Grace because I'll be in trouble.
Yeah, good luck with this one.
You know,
Ken.
If I was to assign,
you asked him to describe her. I didn't.
Yeah, if I was to ascribe a shape to her face or something, she'd be upset. I don't. Especially, it's a very delicate time with the quarantine.
Yes.
Oh
totally.
Boy, it is. I mean, I baked cupcakes and a cake yesterday. So yikes!
Don't I know it? I want some of those confetti cupcakes, but...
Ken, let me just say this. And listen, I don't want to sound too misogynistic here, okay? I know this might come across like it.
Okay, away slowly.
Just laying it out. In the 5 years that we've been together, 5+ years, and 2.5 years officially on March 30th, and a half years, okay, of marriage, this is the first time she's ever baked me anything. A cake, a cupcake, or anything like that. Okay.
Like I did it before I met you. I've never baked before for anyone in my life.
I know.
Myself.
And the thing is, I've never asked for a cake. I've never asked you to bake me anything like that. I'm not like, hey, babe, get back in the kitchen and bake me a pie. What I'm saying here is.
Well, you're bringing it up now. So clearly.
No. What I'm saying is that this quarantine has turned over a new leaf for Amanda. She doesn't want to do hills, but she wants to bake. I don't know what the hell's going on here.
I mean, look, I say ride that lightning bolt, my friend. I mean, I saw those confetti cupcakes last night and it served in a donut shop glass container. And I thought, this is, I'm willing to trade a bag of Gomp for a couple cupcakes.
Should we drive over Cupcakes to Ken and you throw us some gump?
We might have to meet in the middle because, you know, I have to run something over to Riley. So I think if I put on a mask and some gloves and he lives near you and I go drop off this medal, Star Wars medal that he got from our friend Scribbler. And then I go down to your place and you, Josh, you can come out with some gloves and a mask and then I'll give you a bag of gump candy. You give me a couple cupcakes. We might be able to pull this off.
Yeah.
Can we get Christian underscore to illustrate a Forrest Gump?
A Forrest Gump. Yes, I think so. I think in the Discord server, they have a bunch of Gump logos to use as emojis. We'll need Forrest Gump. But yes, so those listeners, Christian underscore seven sent me, it was for my birthday in April. My birthday's April 19th, but we always eat candy on the afternoons. He sent me this giant, it's the largest box of candy he's ever sent. And he literally, because he knows, and I haven't opened it. I haven't opened it because Grace and I clearly have some stuff. Half of the Bamsa Mums are gone. But he sent like Stratos, that chocolate cow logo candy. He sent different flavors of candy bars and stuff. He sent a separate.
Bad timing right now. I've been eating everything in sight. Yeah.
But see, he sent a bag of Gump, and I told Grace, I said, we're not opening that. I said, that's for Amanda. We got to figure this out. But I don't know if it's going to last another
month. Please, please open it. Please, please open it and take it.
Here's the thing, Ken. She says please now, but then in about 2 weeks, you're like, oh, man, I'd love some gummy candy. And then 2 days later, you're like, why'd you let me have all that gummy candy?
Oh, yeah.
That's true, because it makes me so ill, but I just love it so much, I can't stop.
Oh, and talk about the ultimate fail. We went to Rite Aid, because Amanda had a headache, and we know we're not supposed to take Advil or ibuprofen.
No, we were taking a walk, and so we didn't bring anything with us. Okay. And Josh just had his phone, and when we were going for a walk, or not when, I had a headache like all day, but while we were out on the walk, there was a Rite Aid close by. So I'm like, ooh, maybe we should stop in Rite Aid so I can get some Tylenol for my head. Well, we realized we didn't have our wallet, but we had so we go in and they're all out of every Tylenol product, by the way. Yeah. Rite Aid had no Tylenol anything.
Good to know.
Left. So clearly everyone has read the same news articles we have. Right. But instead of Tylenol, we decided we should get some ice cream and candy because, you know.
We were there.
Yeah. Okay, so then we get to the register.
And the Apple Pay doesn't work on one register. It doesn't work on another register. I don't want to touch anything. I don't want to touch anybody. I want to get the hell out of that store as fast as humanly possible. I'm now touching candy bags. The Apple Pay doesn't work. You've never met two more depressed people than when we had to just say, we can't buy this. We don't have the ability because the Apple Pay doesn't work on your stupid registers. And we gave up a couple little pints of ice cream and a bunch of gummy candy. Like $20 worth of desserts.
And I'm telling you, I was devastated.
Was there anyone in line? I would have stepped forward and said, sir, madam, I'll get your treats for you. No one did that?
No. But you know what? I would not feel right letting somebody, because if it were a necessity and we really truly needed it and couldn't pay for it, like toilet paper, then I'd say, like, I might accept and say thank you so much and get their Venmo so I can Venmo them.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good
candy
idea.
And ice cream, not really a necessity right now.
That's true. There was probably someone in line behind you was like, oh, I'm going to do a good deed for these people buying toiletries and ice cream. Nah, F these people. Can't do it.
You're correct. Yep.
Have you guys had to wait in line to get into a store yet?
Yes. Trader Joe's.
Oh. Do you guys always go together?
Well, the idea was I would go to Trader Joe's and start the line, and then Amanda was going to meet me depending on how the line was. So I walked down to Trader Joe's, and the line was long. It took us about an hour to get into the Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Okay.
It was worth it, though, because the store was so organized.
Yep.
They only let, like, maybe 10 people in at a time. So the shopping experience was very pleasant. They had toilet paper. Everything was fully stocked. It was like, it was not like what I've seen at, like, Ralph's or Pavilions or, you know, your usual grocery stores. It seems like Trader Joe's has a good system down, even though you do have to wait for a while. But everything is there. So it doesn't feel like you're in panic mode, because I know that, like, well, I could just go back if I run out of toilet paper and they'll have it, you know?
There was a guy that was pretty funny at the front of the store. He was guarding all of the toilet paper. And he was standing there with it. And Amanda looked at him and was like, can I have this? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah, he kind of looked at me like I was crazy, but I'm like, I'm sorry. There's a man guarding the toilet paper. I apologize if I looked at you funny, but I just asked if I could have some. He's like, yeah, well, what do you, why else do you think it's here? I'm like, I don't know. You're standing in front of it. So I'm just asking.
Did he have a shotgun, like he was on a wagon from the Old West delivering money? Was he up there in the shotgun position?
I wish. That would have been amazing. And I will say this, because they're letting so few people into the store, it's so awesome for it to just be empty in a Trader Joe's. It's amazing.
Look, there's some things when we get, quote, back to normal that I want to stay in place. A line outside my Target where five at a time are in is okay by me.
I'm fine with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll wait. I'll figure that out.
I think like the new normal, which I'm totally fine with, is like less embraces, less handshakes, more knuckles, maybe like a Japanese bow. Like, I'm totally into less contact. Like, I'm a hugger. I like
that. That is what you're getting out of this whole thing, is that when it's over, you want less touching?
Yes. I touch my wife.
Oh my God.
That's all I need. I don't need to be touching everybody.
Okay, no, quote, that's fine.
That's the quote I want. I touch my wife. That's all I need. Josh McCuga. 2020.
Put it on a shirt. Put it on a pillow.
I want that bumper sticker. I touch my wife. That's all I need. I understand. Like, I'm a handshake guy. But even then, like, anytime I go to an independent wrestling show, I always come out sick, because everyone in wrestling does a handshake and everyone in wrestling has their hand in some kind of jar of germs. So
see,
I'm okay with this. It's like I said, the introvert and the OCD person's day in the sun right now. They're like, we've been telling you this for years.
And we go to like Comic Cons and everybody's like, oh, I came down with the con flu. Well, if you didn't touch anybody, you probably wouldn't get it.
This is true. Or you didn't breathe on anybody.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. If the coronavirus patient zero was at Comic Con, I wouldn't be surprised. It, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, down the line.
When does Comic-Con usually happen?
It's July.
It's coming around.
So have they postponed it yet or canceled it?
They have not. I've got to imagine, same with Star Wars Celebration in August, I've got to imagine you've got to wait it out a little bit, because that's a lot of lost work for a lot of people. So I
totally
bet they've got to wait. But I bet there's no exhibitor who wants to go. I'm sure they don't want to go either, but... Yeah, I think it'll happen. I think you'll have to, even if this gets... By the way, are you guys, you know, and it's hard not to make these shows all about the situation that's going on. We understand if you're listening, we want to distract you, but we have questions. Let's say April 19th, which is one of the original dates, and my birthday, that they were saying this could wrap up by here in L.A. Would you still on May 1st want to go to a convention? Aren't you going to let it rest for a year?
Ooh, no way. Not me.
I mean, see, that's a really good thing. Is like when it's finally back open, do you go back to Disneyland right away? Or like, should we be? I feel like I should be investing heavily in Clorox wipes, like in the Clorox company, because we may just be a way cleaner culture going forward. Like, are we going to be able to travel internationally for the next year? Is our airplanes going to be significantly reduced? Yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
It's a weird. I hope there's travel. You know, I've been buying. I've been buying some stocks. Not a lot. I don't have a lot of extra money around to do this, but I've been buying some stocks. And when some of them have been going up in price. Does that make me a bad man, Josh? Am I evil?
No.
Oh, okay. What do you mean?
You mentioned the Clorox thing, because I bought MGM stock when it was down to $6, and it's now like at 11. So I'm like doing pretty well on that, but I feel bad about that. I feel like I'm a Rockefeller.
Oh, no, because I think that's what people like us who don't have a ton of money for the stock market, but we want to dabble and, you know, turn a little into a lot. I think, unfortunately, now is the time to do it.
Yeah.
Because It can only go up, right? Like, yikes.
Yes.
I don't know how I dabble in the stocks of Wesco Beer. I don't know how soon I could sell. And I use the Stash app, but I don't know. You made me, because Clark says, yeah, I've been looking. I was like, do I invest in Lysol?
Yes.
Not the actual items, but do I invest in them as a company? I don't know.
Like, why aren't we as a people figuring out ways to mass sanitize things like a bleach cannon or, you know, like spray in, do you know what I mean? In mass. Do you remember back in the day, and Amanda won't remember this because she didn't watch ESPN, but do you remember back in the day when the Wagner Power Painter was like every other commercial on ESPN?
Oh, yeah. You want to paint that shed? Get a Wagner.
And it looked amazing. Like, it was oddly satisfying how fun it looked to use a Wagner Power Painter.
I wanted to get a project to do it. I never did. Maybe that could be our
goal. Me neither.
Maybe we'll get the afternoon's hut and we'll just paint you and I, Josh, with a Wagner. Ellis can just drink some Coors Light and watch.
It's like power washing a driveway. It's so amazing. It's like, it's so
rewarding. Does it work for indoors?
No, it's an outdoor only for the most part.
No,
and so, but that is what I feel like we should be developing as a people, like a mass bleach cannon that every time a ride comes into the thing, people get off, you dust it with a Lysol cannon, you put people back in. Or like, you know, you go around. So back in the day when I worked at a restaurant in New York, they would bug bomb the restaurant once a week.
Sure.
So you'd have to cover the tables and then they just basically let off these bombs of fumes to fumigate for roaches and all kinds of bugs because it was New York City, the grossest place on the planet. And so there's a reason why it's the epicenter of this coronavirus. It's disgusting there. And I feel like we need that as a people. Like, there needs to be more and more sanitizing efforts. So should I be investing in, like, chemicals?
We have to find an afternoon's financial guide. And I think so. I like a bleach gun. It's kind of like that Simpsons makeup gun.
If nothing else, Josh is going to take... So he will be the only reason that Lysol and Clorox is staying in business.
Yes.
Hey, look, I don't even necessarily need it, but when I was at 7-Eleven the other day and the guy, Jimmy, who knows me, came up and was like, hey, you need some spray, some Lysol spray? I was like, yes, I do. You don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know. We're going to take a quick break here because I don't know what I'm looking at on Amanda's screen. I just see a hand.
I'm taking my toenail polish off while we're talking.
Oh, my God.
What? I mean, I respect the multitasking. You know what? She's got a...
I'm multitasking.
Is this something Josh told you to do? Like, honey, you going to bake me some bread and you're going to do it without makeup on. Is that what he said? Is that what's going on here?
It's just I haven't had my nails done in a long time because we can't go out.
Yeah.
And they're getting really scary. So I need to, I'm getting antsy and I got to fix them.
That's fair.
Fair enough.
Okay. All right. We're going to do this. We're going to take a break. And this side, we do have one call. We're going to try to entertain you all here. It's the afternoons, episode 99 of The Main Show.
Whoa, next week is 100 in quarantine?
Yeah, 100. Whoa. 100. We'll have to broadcast in bubbles in each other's apartments. I don't know. But it's the afternoons with Josh, Ken, and Amanda. A serious look at how to cook muffins, cupcakes, and bread.
and pick your toenails.
Stick around. Gotta tell you, I'm so off my game today, Josh and Amanda, that I keep muting myself when I think I'm pressing the on button. So I'm like this. I'm like, all right, better mute. It's time for the afternoon. Ah, damn it. I don't know what's going on anymore. I am starting to feel the effects. As someone who's been working at home for 2 years, I thought I was like, I got this. I'm good. And Grace and I are doing great overall. No complaints. There's some stuff, some people in our lives, though, that do have this virus, and we're trying to, deal again. We understand the serious nature of it. But I was all like, I got this. I'm telling you, Josh, Amanda, today I woke up and was like, I can't do this anymore. Must persevere. And I get it. It's easy. I'm not storming the sands of Iwo Jima or defending the sands of Iwo Jima or storming the beach of Normandy. I'm not. I know that. But oh my God, my brain's starting to crack.
Yeah, I think it's also just that you don't have the option of going out. Whereas correct. Before, when you work from home all day, you know, you and Grace could go out and grab a coffee in the afternoon, or you know, mm-hmm. get a happy hour drink, or go pop over to the taco place and get dinner. You know, those yeah. things always broke up the day a little bit. Yep. And now we just don't have that option, which, like you said, it's really not hard to just stay at home. But
right.
it's when you don't have the choice and you feel like you're sort of being held hostage in your own home yeah. is when you start to, I think, lose it a little bit.
Yeah. I could tell yesterday when I talked to my mom that yeah. she was losing it a little bit. She was like, they said it's going to be another month. Your dad and I thought maybe till the middle of April. I'm like, Mom, yeah. this isn't ending anytime soon. It's getting way worse day by day by day because people, and I'm not going to say which person in this chat wants to do this, but keep wanting to leave the house to see people and not realize that we have to.
Oh my God. Distance. Are you seriously pointing at me right now? There is not anyone that I want to see or that I'm trying to see. My family invited us over to do a drive-by and hang out outside in their driveway for a minute because my sister's about to give birth and I want to see her before.
Which I totally get, but what I'm getting at here is you pitched me a bonfire movie hangout. That's people touching each other. We can't all stand around.
They are doing that in the backyard. They are doing that to celebrate my brother-in-law's birthday. And yes, my sister did say, if you guys want to come around back and say hi, and we can get out of the cars, but it's whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay, well, that's not what I was pitched until right now. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I was worried. Yeah, when you started saying, Josh, I was like, am I going to have to report Amanda to the FBI? Like, what's going on? My favorite thing is because, we're recording this on dual FaceTime conversations, I see Josh laying in bed like a sexy mofo. All I see right now is the top of Amanda's head. So clearly she's doing her nails. And when Josh said that, her eyebrows furrowed, and you can see on her face, she was like, Ken wants to go. Oh, he's talking about me.
Let me turn the camera. I got to stop picking my toes for 10 seconds.
Well, and it's just so sad. My 11-year-old niece is so bored at home. And, you know, she's sick of her own family. And at 11 years old, you just don't fully understand or can grasp what is going on. And it is very hard for her. And all she wants to do is come over to her aunt and uncle's house and hang out with us and bake cupcakes and watch Disney movies and Full House. You know,
I would love her to do that, but we can't do that.
I understand that, but it is hard to explain that to an 11-year-old who's really sad and doesn't understand fully what's going on. That's all I'm saying. And I think people who have children would understand that. But you're an insensitive jerk right now, so you don't.
Ken, as our therapist.
Yeah, look, Amanda's right. Look, I a friend of mine, Frankie Kazarian, pro wrestling guy, he had a friend who was like, my kid has to celebrate his birthday tomorrow, and he's really bummed out because he doesn't understand what's going on, like 7 or 8, and can I cheer him up? And so Frankie put a call out to like Star Wars or Marvel people. I'm not that. But I had our good friend Brian Ward in like, because he's a genius, in just an hour whip up a birthday card for the kid, like with Star Wars characters, and we put the kid in there as a Jedi. Because I want this kid to have some kind of joy.
Cool.
On this thing.
I get it.
Yeah. So I understand what Amanda's saying there, but I don't know. Josh is in bed. I feel I don't want to fight with him in bed, so.
I'm not trying to be insensitive.
Very intimate.
I'm just trying to keep like consistent that if we're not going to see or talk, or if we're not going to touch anybody, that we just say, hey, we're going to come. I would love to drive to Orange County, say hello from 6 to 10 feet away, say we love them, talk to them for 25 to 30 minutes, because I want to see them just as much as Amanda does. I'm not saying I don't want to see anybody. I want to see anybody and everybody. I'm just trying to stay consistent and be a model citizen here. Not an actual model. Everybody knows that I'm not good looking enough to be an actual model. Okay. But be a model citizen here.
Are you digging for compliments right now?
No, I'm stating a fact that clearly I'm the best looking one in this three-person chat.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
That is true.
No, that's not. I mean, I come in third, but that's okay. That's okay.
It goes Amanda and then Ken and Josh tied for second. Everybody knows that.
No, I'll go third. You have a way better build than me.
Build? don't know.
We're both stocky gentlemen.
Chicken nuggets are life.
Oh, my God. I was getting good again, man. I was getting my stomach down. I was shrinking everything. And then 7 nights of whiskey.
Yeah. And
oof.
Oh, I've wanted to drink every single night. And when I say night, I mean like by 4 p.m. Yes. Like right now. I could actually go for a cocktail. The problem is I always want one. Josh and I are the same. So neither of us want to be the first to say we want one because we're trying to be good. But as soon as I say, like, should we have a cocktail? Josh is like, oh, yeah, I was just waiting for you to say it. I'm like, what? Why? Just if you want one, have one. And I'll see you having one and then I'll have one. He's like, no, I want you to have one and then I'll decide I want one. I don't want to be the first to decide I want to drink. So it's like neither of us want to be the one to say, like, should we be drinking right now? But we're just waiting for the other one to say, like, hey, you want a drink?
Hey, you want to lush it up?
I think that's probably the way to go about it is, you know, I wait for my lovely wife to be like, is it time to drink? And then I say, yes, it's always time. I don't want to be like, hey, you want to get day drunk all day today and black out by 3:30 p.m. like it's spring break? You know?
Well, yeah. that might be fun, honestly.
Okay. Yeah, I've been trying to wake up like on a schedule and all that kind of stuff. Like this morning, I just did one of those like, whenever.
I'll tell you what's been really hard is the actual getting out of bed in the morning. It's like,
oh, yeah.
If we don't have any motor, it's like 7:30, I wake up, and then by 8:30, I'm back to sleep until 10.
Right.
Yeah, that's been our routine every day.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's the life. It's weird. It's weird. I don't know.
It is.
And I feel weird because last night, right before Eating History, because I have to watch it on West Coast time, which, by the way, we're going to have to talk to Ellis about spoiling Eating History in text threads.
Yes.
He watches on the East Coast, and he starts texting about Billy Beer, and I'm like, what's going on? I didn't know.
Right,
But I went for a walk outside because Grace was using the gym, and that sounds very... I understand the privilege of that, but I went for a walk and it was freaky because the city is dead and empty. And then I saw some people and I was like, do I turn around? Do I go another way? Do I run across the street? And just this air of uncertainty hangs over everything. And it kind of stresses, it's a part of the stress. That's why we're exhausted.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Are we not allowed to like even take walks anymore? What's the deal?
I think you can. The mask thing, I've followed all the guidelines and I'll continue to follow them all. I'm just a little hurt. Let me correct the words. I'm a little confused by this edict here in LA because for a while it was like, hey, if you have masks, these masks don't work. They're pointless. The train robber masks or the surgical mask, you need these kind of ones. And I'm like, well, I have a box of those ones, the N95s for my old job. I had to keep them here in my car in case I needed to go to the mall during an earthquake for my house. Well, I was like, oh, do I donate those? I have like 6 of them. Do I donate them? You know, and then I thought to myself, well, what if we suddenly have to use them? What if the situation gets worse where they're like, shelter in place, put on a mask? We're crap out of luck. No one's going to give us masks. So I held on to the masks. Well, now we have to wear masks and I can't wear these masks because I'm going to be stoned in the street, literally.
Yes. Yeah. We have one surgical mask, I think, maybe 2. Yeah. And I feel like I know I can't donate them to a hospital because they can't accept just random masks from somebody.
Hey, this was in my van.
Exactly.
You want it?
It's been in the back for a while. You're welcome. But then I also have like, I have an old headband. Can I double up bandanas? Does that make sense? Does that count?
I don't even know. I don't know. And again, I get information changes. I'm always saying you got to head on a swivel means just look around, update. I'm not going to fight this here, but like, yeah, when this all started happening, cause people were walking around in little like cloth masks and the reports were that doesn't do anything.
Especially
if you have a beard, by the way. You, me, Josh, are going to have to shave to wear a mask because it doesn't seal around these beards.
No.
So we'll be zombies before we know it.
I have to shave, though?
If you're going to put on a mask and have it be effective. Otherwise, it doesn't seal around your face because of the hair. That's why cops and military people and fire people don't have beards. Mustache, okay. Beard, chin, not so much.
Interesting. So mustache is back, babe.
Yes,
we'll absolutely be not. We're just not going to go for any hill hikes anymore. So,
oh man,
you'll be like John from Eating History, the toxicology guy.
Legend, John Legend, great dude.
Have you,
really good dude,
Josh, been hearing from anyone at I know not History Channel, but with the Eating History team about how it's going? You know,
I was talking to our showrunner. So first week, the first episode, we were the 70th ranked show in the country,
it's big.
Ratings wise, which is really good.
It's good.
I haven't seen the ratings from this week yet, but I know that their online traffic has been really positive, and everybody's been very happy. Okay. And the crazy part is that it's very like our showrunner was saying that it's been so positive as far as reviews go and people's thoughts on it. Like, we haven't gotten much negativity at all, if any.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good, man. Good. We got to get season two when we're allowed to leave again. Maybe season two is just you and Smokey in your separate houses FaceTiming. It's going to get to the point where it's like, oh, did you see the new Marvel movie? It's just called Iron Man's on FaceTime. And it's just, they're just going to shoot it all like this. Coming to a theater near you. Thor on Skype. Avengers are going to assemble on Zoom. Is Ant-Man here? I can hear you, Ant-Man, but I can't see you. Turn on your camera, Ant-Man.
But Avengers Assemble. Wait, what? Did somebody send Ant-Man the link? Did nobody send him the Zoom link?
Hey, the Fantastic Four didn't get it. They don't have Google Chrome. It doesn't work with their browser. They don't have it. They don't have
Johnny Firepants, he didn't upgrade his OS operating system.
Johnny?
Yeah.
Johnny Firepants was great. He was a Marvel hero introduced in the 90s during a comic series, inspired by the Prodigy song Firestarter.
So
Johnny Firepants, it was a great, underrated Marvel character.
And in that same series, I believe Katie Headbands was introduced as well. Her headband had it kept her brain in check and was able to see people's thoughts via the headband.
Yeah, and she was designed after 90s fitness queen Susan Powder. So she was her day job, so to speak. Her cover was a fitness instructor for a series of VHS tapes called Sweatin' with Katie's Headbands, and then hid the superpower. Oh, it was a great underrated line. Yeah.
Really well. Amanda, did you collect that version?
I don't think I had Katie Headbands. I think I had Princess Toenails.
Oh, well, here's the thing is people forget Princess Toenails. She was really the inspiration behind Wolverine.
Yeah.
It's because her toenails were actually, they were sharp and she was able to kick people, whereas Wolverine couldn't use his hands.
She had real daggers. It's her origin story. She was stuck in quarantine being held hostage and she couldn't get her nails done. And so her nails grew so long, and then she filed them down into daggers and used them as weapons.
This is all true.
Yes.
This is all true. Yeah, absolutely. Princess Toenails. It turns out she ended up, there was a whole arc where she became a villain. And when Disney acquired Marvel, there was talks of putting her into other properties like Cinderella Redone. They were going to redo Cinderella in a modern take, and Princess Toenails was going to be part of that lineup of princess villains.
Wow.
You're right.
I can see that. I think actually also they had an animated version, and Meghan Markle was going to be the voice of Princess Toenails.
Yes.
Crazy.
Absolutely. That's definitely what Bob Iger wanted to do, and they got it. Got it going.
I'll be honest. This is pretty fun. I do not have a great imagination, but wow,
What are you talking about? We're just spouting facts of true facts.
Yeah, I don't know about imagination. I mean, everybody knows that Princess Toenails, Katie Headbands, Johnny Firepants. As far as comic book movies go, we're going to eventually get to Johnny
Sweatpants was his uncle.
Johnny Sweatpants.
Who used to be a superhero. Just kind of, once he got into sweatpants, he gave up. He gave it all up. That's what we did here. Oh, man. How How are your workouts going, Josh? I know you like to work out in the park, and that's kind of hard right now and indoors.
They have the pipes roped off and went down caution tape all around the pipes, so you can't touch them.
Can't touch the pipes.
Can't touch the pipes, but my indoor workouts have been solid. Amanda sits on the couch and just kind of judges me the longer my workouts go. And then we did have a bit of a disagreement about working out the other day.
Yeah, we did. So. I wish that we could work out together, but we just don't have a big enough space. So we have to work out at separate times. So usually I work out, mm-hmm. he watches something in the bedroom, and then mm-hmm. he checks.
I have the answer for you both. You just don't want to face it. I don't know who doesn't want to face it more. You have the second bedroom that you're determined to keep as a guest bedroom. That could be a fully functional gym. Just throw that bed out.
I fully agree with you, Ken. I think that Mr. Josh McCuga is holding on to it being a guest room because he wants a place for our family to stay, which I will say it is nice when family is visiting that we do have an extra room, but eventually it can't be a guest room anyway. So why don't we just get rid of it now?
He's such an Italian. He wants mom and dad to come around.
Whoa. Mom's the one that visits more.
Probably. But she comes for like 24 hours, maybe.
She flings on through.
She just pops through, yeah. I love having our family stay, but we only have a 2-bedroom, so...
You're going to have
we don't even use it. Like, how much do they stay in a year to where we would use that every single day if it were something else?
That was my argument with Grace because, you know, we both have offices in this 3-bedroom house. She was like, one should be a guest room. I said, it's called Travel Lodge and your family can stay there. we need our space and we need a gym. And she was like, I want to park my car in the garage. And I said, no, that's a gym.
Yeah.
And now who's laughing?
Correct. You know? See?
I don't know. But yeah, that's a good point. If you're going to start creating life, I think you're going to have to move to Burbank. That's what I think.
I mean, the valley is on the horizon.
Yeah, you know? I think at one point, there's a great song by Soul Coughing called Screenwriter's Blues, and there's a line in it that goes, we are all in some way or another going to Reseda to die. So... I think that's what's up for you guys at some point. Burbank. I'm trying to get Mark and Julie to move to Burbank. I know it's not easy, especially now.
Yeah.
I just don't want to leave Burbank.
I really enjoy Burbank.
I do really like the valley. I like Burbank. I like Sherman Oaks. I like, you know, we have friends in Van Nuys. I do like it. It's just a matter of,
once you get to Burbank, when you hear people in Van Nuys, you just think dirty people.
I just think of car dealerships.
Yes.
Keys on Van Nuys is basically.
Do you guys want to hear this phone call?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do this phone call. I think your show Love and Lockdown inspired some folks here. So here we go. Returning to the show.
Hey, Josh and Amanda, Jake and
Gabby.
Here.
Yes, I love them.
Love in Lockdown. And of course, we're going to call back because we have a TV show recommendation, something that we just caught up on and watched the first 4 episodes on. That is Little Fires Everywhere with Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington on Hulu. It's awesome.
Yes. And if you haven't watched on HBO Go or Apple TV.
The Morning Show.
See,
we've been wanting to do that.
This is definitely the time to catch up on your Apple TV stuff because it's pretty juicy stuff for sure.
Pretty juicy stuff for sure, he says.
Sure. Just be safe in quarantine, guys. We're doing the same thing up here in Sacramento. And you guys asked the question if we're tired of each other yet. We are not tired of each other yet. We're probably getting there soon, but just not. Stay safe.
We're probably getting there soon, he says. Well done.
Jake and Gabby, yes. I guarantee you that after they hung up there on the Anchor app, that Gabby turned to Jake and said, we're almost tired of each other? Yes. What are you talking about? And he's like, no, for the show. I'm totally not going to go to the guest room.
I don't think so. I think they're really sweet. I think they actually aren't tired of each other yet because they're young and...
Yeah.
Not that we're old, but you know.
Well, you know.
They're probably finding more things to do than we are, but I love those recommendations. We actually did start Little Fires Everywhere, which Josh keeps calling Big Little Fires.
Yeah.
And we really love it. I'm so excited to see where it's going to go. I'm a little creeped out, I'll be honest, but we love it. We like it a lot. And then we haven't gotten the Apple TV yet, but we've been talking about. So yes, thank you. We need to watch The Morning Show.
Maybe I'll figure out how to download that now.
You just need to buy a new phone, because I have Apple TV for free for a year because I had to get that iPhone 11 upgrade.
I wonder if I call AT&T today and figure out like what's going on, if I just get like the brand new
iPhone.
I think they can just mail us one.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
I feel weird using mailing shipping services for anything that's not essential, but like I had to order the Rise of Skywalker art book for Force Center related stuff. And I'm like, I know it's not food or toilet paper for an elderly person, but I gotta order this. You know, I feel bad.
I ordered a golf net that definitely has not been shipped, nor will it make it here before the end of the apocalypse. I'm thinking about calling and asking for my money back to get a refund. But the other thing too is Big Little Fires. Basically, here's my thought: is one, in order to be Reese with be like in a show with Reese Witherspoon, here's how you sell one. Okay. You have to have Little in the name. It has to be based on a book, and she has to be a housewife. So, boom, boom, boom. That's how we write the next great Reese Witherspoon script. All right,
okay.
Ken.
Okay.
Second of all, why does Kerry Washington, as an actress, anytime she is acting, she always looks like she's about to cry? Like every scene. Ever. She always looks like she's about to cry. And Amanda has agreed with me on this one.
I do agree. I agree more so in this show. I obviously have seen her in other things. Scandal was one of my favorite shows for a long time. And I watched it from start to finish. And I loved her in that. I didn't get that vibe from her as much in Scandal. But yes, in this especially, she does always kind of have like the I'm about to cry face.
Like she's always whimpering. Just like
what was she in before? She was in Boston Legal.
Scandal.
Boston
Scandal.
No, before that, she was in the James Spader show. It was like Boston Legal.
Blacklist
or something like that.
She's not in Blacklist.
I think it was the other one, the Boston show with James Spader and Shatner. Because my mom was renting it from her library and was like watching it. And I was like, that's like a young, early supporting role, Kerry Washington.
It has to be. Yeah. It would have to be Boston Legal, right?
Boston Legal. That's the one, right? With Spader and Shatner.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
Corbin, not Corbin, Candace Bergen, right?
Candace Bergen.
I would say Corbin Burnson, which is equally as great. But
Corbin Burnson, legend.
Yeah. Anyways, my mom rents shows from the library, so.
That is so cute.
Awesome. We've had arguments. I've given up. I mean, like, hey, mom, just you and dad can get Netflix. We don't do that. Okay. Okay. I rented, have you ever heard of the show Suits? I just rented all three seasons from the library. I was like, oh, good. God bless you, man. Mom, great. But it trickles down to what's going on now. My parents are 70 and they're in good health and everything. But, you know, my mom's an exercise teacher and everything. But, you know, it's 70. I get they have to go out and get stuff. So I'm just like, hey, be careful. And she's like, oh, we're careful. We went down to the farmer's market. I'm like, oh, mom. So I said, try like something like Instacart or delivery. She goes, I've been hearing this. I'm like, well, don't just hear this. Do it. She goes, but I have to go to the store to pick stuff out. I said, no. There's
apparently
pictures.
My mom told me that she yelled at someone at the Giant Eagle, which is our grocery store in Pittsburgh, that she was too close to her, which I can totally see my mom doing that. Because my mom, don't listen.
Get away from me.
Don't mess with Devin McCougar. She will literally rip your face off. And she don't mess with Deb McCouga's sons either, because she'll really rip your face off.
Yeah.
She went to the, you know, this during the senior hour for senior citizens.
That's great.
She waited in line and somebody got closer in the produce and she said, back off. So,
good for her.
You know, old Mandy Foreheads over here, you can't really tell what her expression is. She's having fun or not, because all I'm seeing is her forehead. This whole second half of the podcast, it's just her forehead.
Sorry.
That's awesome. But she's getting her nails done. She's doing the nails. We're not here much longer anyways. We love doing the afternoons. We love hearing from you. We got more things planned. More love and lockdowns. The eating history after party, Josh, I want people to, I've been thrilled to do it on my Twitch channel, but we're going to move it where it should be to the Josh Macuga YouTube channel, right?
Yes, we're going to do it on my YouTube channel, the Josh Macuga Show. It'll hopefully be the same crew. Like, I'm going to figure out how, if Christian Harloff can figure this out and everybody else can figure it out, I think I can figure it out. I don't have a microphone, so people are just going to have to deal with the fact that I'm speaking through the laptop. It just is what it is. I don't have the ability right now to get a mic that would get here in time, and I'm not going to spend all this money. I mean, I probably should spend the money down the line, but it is what it is. But we're going to switch it to my channel. It'll be the same of us. And I think you and I should just do a weekly stream on your Twitch channel and maybe... idea was the trivia. I would love to, for me, you, and Mark to just do a weekly stream on, or bi-weekly stream on one of our channels every week.
Yeah, I totally would love to do that. It not only does it help further our causes, but it's just nice. It really feels, Mark Ellis's streams have really felt like we're sitting in front of our friends out there who are going through the same thing and just trying to do a little song and dance to keep everyone's minds off things. Excuse me. So I would love to continue that. It's been a lot of fun doing that.
Agreed.
And I hope Amanda makes more cupcakes.
Yeah.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more where that came from.
Are you, worried, Josh, that when this is all quote unquote over, which we don't really know what that means at this point, but when it's all over and things are somewhat normal, and the first night Amanda tells you, I'm not baking cupcakes, are you, have you planned out what you're going to say?
I thought you were going to take it in a whole thing other ways when this is all over. She's like, I don't think this is going to work out.
I spent all this time together with you. I've started to realize some things.
If you can't make it through quarantine, it's not going to look good.
That's what I keep telling. Yeah, that's what I keep telling Grace. I mean, we're going great. I'm like, we are, little spats here and there, like always, but like from sun up to sun down, we're doing great locked away.
Yeah, yes. I think it's a great relationship test for everyone. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're like sort of newly dating, or you've been long distance and now you're living, living in the same place or newly living together. Oh man, this is a great test. If you can't get through quarantine, it's a great thing that you had this experience. Now you know that it's not going to work out.
I agree. All right. I think it's time to go. I'm going to go take a nap.
I gotta finish my nails.
I might eat some gomp and take a nap. Man, Josh should just take a nap. Josh should end the show, roll over, and just sleep in that comfy bed.
Josh takes naps all day long. He's going on like number four today already. So don't you guys worry.
I took one 40-minute power nap.
Well,
it was an hour, but it's fine.
All right, everybody. This is episode 99 of The Afternoons with Josh, Ken, and Amanda. A silly look at a quarantined world.
Doesn't matter when you listen, Ken. As long as you're all speaking from different devices into a sort of Bluetooth device.
It's always The Afternoons.
Bye.